104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:03. We're going to top out at 73 today. That's ironic. 7:03, 73.
Cool.
That would be something a TV guy would point out.
You just pointed it out.
Yeah, I know. That's why I feel bad. So apparently our poll is not working.
No.
I'm trying to use the snazzy new embed code thing that they said to use, and it's not working.
Oh, okay.
It's driving me nuts. It only works about half the time.
I know. I went to go take the poll, and I was like, it's not there.
Yeah. Why won't it work?
I don't know. You're the computer guy, not me.
I didn't build this system. This is not my doing. Can't blame me for this one. Anyway. Yeah, I'll try again, see if it works. So, the football thing, the NFL, the replacement refs. I mean, it's like last night it was funny watching national news, even the local news. It's like the third or fourth story.
Everybody is talking about it. It's crazy.
I was watching, Craig Ferguson from last night this morning when I got up and he had a pretty good funny about it. He said something like, I'll admit, I didn't see the game live last night, just like the replacement refs. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Anyway, so the NFL came out yesterday and they're backing up the call.
Yeah, I just read something about
that. I thought there was a slim chance they might overturn it and give the game to the Packers. I didn't think it would happen, but since it was the last play of the game, they could have without there being any question about it, but
be kind of unprecedented if that happened, right? Like that
would be, yeah.
Has that ever happened?
No.
Yeah. I was going to say that'd be a big deal.
I mean, there have been some things in baseball like that, but usually they had to do with statistics, not wins and losses.
It makes sense.
NCAA does it all the time.
Really?
Oh, you got busted. Well, Penn State after that whole deal.
Yeah.
They took away like every win for the last 15 years or something like that. But, a couple of funny things about in the aftermath of all this. TJ Lang is an offensive lineman for the Packers, and he posted some very angry messages on Twitter after that game on Monday. One of them is now the second most retweeted post ever. And here it is. F it, NFL. Find me and use the money to pay the regular refs. Justin Bieber still has the most retweeted comment ever. Boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. has now been bumped down to third.
Wow.
Yeah, number one show in America. And another thing, too, some guy created a website called Replacement Google. It looks pretty much like the regular Google, except it says, quote, Google.com is now sponsored by the NFL, and it works about as good as the NFL's replacement refs. So this morning I typed in Minnesota Vikings into the search box on Replacement Google.
Uh-huh.
And it gave me the return of Lunchables. Like, if I'd gone to the real Google and typed in Lunchables, I got a whole bunch of stuff about Lunchables.
Right.
I typed in Minnesota Vikings into replacement Google. I get stuff about Lunchables.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Go play with it. It's funny. I can't see Google getting too wound up about it either. It's a funny little thing.
It's just a little parody.
Yeah. And it's still sending people to Google. It's just not sending them to what they want to find. I would love to know how he made that happen. I mean, it looks exactly like the regular Google.
I don't know. That's weird.
You can tell it's the parody. I mean, he did it. He made it obvious enough so that you can tell. But anyway, and then the other huge story this morning. I don't know if the world is ready for this news or not. But anyway, breaking news. We have got a shortage of bacon coming next year.
It's very sad.
It's as depressing as watching a Gangnam Style video. The reason for the shortage of bacon that is on its way, the extreme drought that has been going on in our area, also over in Russia. It's caused grain crop prices to increase drastically. And as a result, farmers all over the world have not been able to get enough food for their pigs. Because, you know, that's what bacon's made from.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
My daughter was like, what's roast? Oh, it's cow. Cow? Yeah, it's part of a cow. We eat it. Oh, like chicken? Well, yeah, but it's not chicken. It's a cow. But for some reason, we don't call it cow.
Yeah.
Why don't we call it cow?
I don't know. Probably because beef sounds better.
Same thing with pig. We don't call it pig. We call it pork. Pork. There's a pork running around out there.
I don't know why that is. I'm sure there's a very good reason.
And at the same time, we don't call fish, you know, aquatic or something else.
Right.
We don't call chicken poultry. We call them fish and chicken.
I know.
And turkey.
I don't know why. I don't know what the reasoning is.
Mm, I could really go for some dolphin right now.
Whoa, boy.
Or some snake. You ever had snake?
I have not tried it.
Well, there's two reasons I love it. One, it means there's another dead snake in the world. The other reason is it was delicious. It was like popcorn snake or whatever. They were snake balls, basically.
Where did you have this at?
I don't. It was on the Black Hills somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember where. You can get some weird food out there.
So they breaded it?
And yeah, it was breaded.
Deep fat fry?
Of course, just about anything's good when you bread it and deep fat fry it.
It's true. Twinkies,
but
butter, all that stuff.
Anyway, we have got news coming up here, just a few. We've also got some tickets to the zoo to give away this morning. That's all coming up, yes?
I went to the replacement Googles and typed in Hot 104.7 and 104.7, and it gave me aardvarks.
Works just as good as the replacement, refs.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out today at 73. It is. I have no idea what it is right now. I didn't have that diddly whatever Felganip on my computer today.
Okay.
It's 38 right now. That is if it refreshed. No, it's not listening to F5. I have to actually click refresh. It's 36 right now. How about this? How about I just turn it on?
That's a good idea.
Then I'll have the current temp.
Fabulous idea.
Yeah. My handy dandy little Weather Channel app for my computer.
I thought you were going to say handy dandy notebook. I was going to say you need to stop watching Dora.
What?
Huh?
I have never paid attention to it.
No, it's not Dora. It's Blue's Clues. Handy dandy notebook.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch Blue's Clues.
No? Never?
And Jackie will watch it once in a while, but she gets bored with it after about 5 minutes. Because nothing happens. It's just this weird-looking dude with
We have to find the clues.
With a very, very rudimentarily drawn dog. And he, like, talks and makes weird faces way too close to the camera.
He does. Actually, she does. Blue is a girl.
Oh, My bad.
Which is kind of confusing.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Internet quote of the day, Mel.
I just saved a bunch of money on my child support by switching to condoms.
So there's a new photo trend going around. You know, we've had the T-boying, we've had the planking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new trend is people recreating childhood photos of themselves. This one's actually kind of cool.
Really?
Like, they'll take a picture from when they were a little kid.
Okay.
You know, like, one of the ones I saw was a bathtub photo.
Oh, boy.
And, well, it's cleaned up.
Okay.
It's a clean one. Not one that's going to get you fired from a job or anything.
Okay.
And he's posing as he's in the bathtub. Or like first day of school.
Oh, yeah.
And they went and found like the same clothes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually kind of, as far as these cheesy photo trends go, I kind of like it.
It takes a little work.
Well, there's another one of like three brothers who are all like posed. Wearing plaid pants in the 70s. And then they went and found the same shirt and pants.
Wow.
Basically. Not exactly the same, but pretty close.
I've got a picture of where I'm holding my baby brother. When I was a kid.
That would be a tough one to pull off. How much older are you than your brother?
Like 6 years.
And okay. So
he's quite a bit bigger than me.
Now, yeah.
Not quite 6 years, but yeah.
That would be
a funny picture of me trying to hold my
We recreated one from Christmas.
You did?
When I was probably, if I wasn't two, I was closing in on it, and my brother is probably about, I don't know, 8, 9 months old.
Yeah.
And my sister is trying to, she's 7 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to corral us for this picture, and she's looking up at the camera going, ah! And my brother, I'm crawling away, and my brother's just sitting there crying.
That's funny.
And so then
you redid that.
And like I think I was in high school when we did it.
That's funny.
But we recreated it, yeah. Hmm. Or maybe I was in college. Because I had my really stupid 90s haircut.
Nice.
Where I shaved all the way around and then I had a long on top. It was awesome. It wasn't that long on top.
Ooh. I don't know what to say about that hairstyle.
It was the 90s.
I know.
I also wore flannel every day.
That was so in style then.
Was that sarcastic?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was so in style then.
Okay. I'm just checking. Sounded a little condescending.
No, it wasn't. That was in style then.
So.
Ridiculous as it was.
How late can you be to stuff without actually being considered late? Mel, you're an expert on this.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well, how late can you be without people actually thinking you're late?
5 minutes.
Well, for work, you're wrong. Because I notice when you're 5 minutes late. I don't seem to notice when you're 3 minutes late.
Okay.
For work, according to Timex, they did a survey. The average person says as long as you're there within 4 minutes, you can get away with it. But 64% of people say they're never late for work. That's not you.
They're liars. 64% are never late?
My wife is never late for work.
Hmm.
Never.
Okay.
I mean, maybe once or twice a year under an extreme circumstance, like the car died.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I mean, your car dies every day on the way to work, apparently.
I never use that unless that really happens, which it has. You've had to come get me on the interstate.
Yeah. First date, anything under 4.5 minutes, you won't be considered late. For an interview, this is one where they're really judging. The average person said you can get away with being up to 2 minutes late for an interview. Because within 2 minutes, that could just be a difference of watches.
Right.
You know, clock settings. Although with cell phones now, everybody has the exact same time.
I think, though, with interviews, like, you have to be early.
You got to be early.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, definitely. Don't make them wait on you at all, ever. I remember when I was sitting here for my interview, I remember being so confused by the building.
Why?
Because it was you walk into the lobby and it's not much of a lobby. It's not a huge room.
Right.
And there's doors everywhere.
There are doors everywhere.
It's like Alice in Wonderland when you walk in here.
It kind of is. And sometimes I like to take different doors and just keep using different doors all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
It's kind of you can hide cheese in here and chase mice. And then for a family event, who cares if you're late, right? Well, the average person says your mom won't be too mad as long as you're there within 13 and a half minutes of the starting time of the event. So.
Okay.
Which my brother never is. They're always the last one to get there.
Yeah.
We're usually the first.
They have
not
the
always.
Most kids to deal with, though.
Yeah, all
they
12
get a pass.
Of them. Yeah. 13 and counting, I think. It's something
like that. They get a pass.
Yeah. You're not going to believe how much we're going to spend on Halloween this year. I got that coming up.
Okay.
Also, some dirt. The next digit in the combination for the vault. And something that might be the most horrible thing said by a parent to their kid ever. I got that coming up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 743, up to 73 today. It's 36 right now, a little chilly. Got to tell you about Tiger Rock Martial Arts real quick. You can check out their website, tigerrockmartialarts.com. They've got youth and adult programs available, plus the Tiger Rock Cubs program. That's for like kids 3 to 5, like my daughter's age. It'll give them confidence, give them some physical activity, which that's something kids could definitely use. Also, all the feedback is very positive, gentle motivation. They're very encouraging while they're teaching them. And so whether or not it's a learning block to be more aware of strangers or learning about leadership, you know, it's a bunch of stuff that kids could really use. Just the activity and learning self-discipline. Very cool. Also, youth programs are available. And if you sign up right now, you can get 3 lessons for $20 and a free t-shirt with that. It's located on Cliff Avenue, just off 57th, behind Hy-Vee. And the website, tigerrockmartialarts.com for more info. Okay, so we are going to spend an incredibly insane amount of money this year on Halloween.
More than normal?
Well, I don't know what normal is.
Okay.
But What I do know is that this year it's going to spend, it will be a record this year. $8 billion will be spent on Halloween this year.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
What's all accounted for that besides costumes, candy, decorations?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Everything you'd find in a Halloween store.
Hmm. Wow.
Plus candy.
I totally want to open up a Halloween store now.
I know.
Wow.
I know. They were already opening like a week or so ago.
Oh, they've been open longer than that.
First one I saw, I think, was in the neighborhood of a week ago. Anyway.
I need to decide what I'm going to be this year.
71.5% of people will celebrate Halloween. We're going to spend $8 billion on it. Adults will spend $200 million on their own costumes versus $100 million on costumes for kids.
A little cheaper for the kids.
Well, that costumes and are. Not everyone has a kid that's right. Going to dress up for Halloween.
Right.
And yeah, when it's your kid's costume, you're going to go cheap. Now, when you're trying to look as skanky as possible when you're going to the bar on Halloween.
It costs a lot to look that skanky.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You wouldn't think so. I mean, there's only enough material there to cover the private parts.
I know.
But
I can't decide what I'm going to be this year.
So I saw this on Reddit the other day, and I'd forgotten about it, and then this morning I remembered it. This is one of the worst things ever. I am not kidding. It was a post about in the Ask Reddit section, and I'll just read the story that this person posted. So here's the story. My son is a freshman in high school. We just moved to the area recently. Anyway, he liked this girl and asked her out. She said yes. So he invited his girlfriend and her mother to our house for dinner. When they walk in, she literally looks around and says, "You better get knocked up quick, honey. This one's got money." And said it with a completely straight face.
She said that to her daughter.
To her daughter.
Are you kidding me?
No.
And she's how old?
Well, she's, I don't know, high school age. I think 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the son was a freshman. In
so
high
like
school,
14,
so
15?
He's somewhere in that neighborhood, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Who knows what Kris Jenner said to her daughters, though? I mean, I've never watched the show because
I can't even imagine.
I would rather hit myself in the head with a hammer than watch it. But
saying, "Hey, honey, you should do a sex tape."
But
you know, that's
I know. Hey, you should get pregnant again so you can get in the news.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, who knows what she said, but I've never come across a parent say anything like that. And it could even be something to little kids, too. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard parents screaming and hollering, but, you know, I've never actually heard anyone say anything this bad.
Well, and so morally wrong.
I know. I know.
I mean, that's not even how, it's just morally wrong. I know. Like, yeah, let's teach our children to get knocked up. So
hurry up, honey. You better not have too tight of pants on that night when you go out with him. Sounds like something Honey Boo Boo's mom would say.
Maybe.
What is the most inappropriate thing you have ever heard someone else say to their kid? Give us a call. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We're going to top out at 73 today. It is 36 right now. I found this thing on Reddit where a parent said to their son came over for, or daughter was invited over to this kid's house. He was a freshman in high school. Mom and daughter come over. They walk in the house. She looks around and goes, "Whoa, you better get knocked up quick, honey. This one's got money."
Was it in the South by chance? Just waiting.
I don't know. I just put the Southern spin on it there. I don't know. I read this and I immediately thought of Honey Boo Boo. So.
Yeah. I can see how that would happen.
Yeah. So we were curious, what is the worst thing you've ever heard a parent say? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. And let's see. Julie's on the phone. How are you, Julie?
Good.
So what's the worst thing you ever heard a parent say to their kid?
To this day, it just makes me sick. But this little girl was having, you know, some issues in the store, and her mom said, "You know, I should have gotten rid of you the first 3 months when I had the chance." And this girl, I mean, she was obviously had some mental issues, you know, and I walked up to the mother. I said, you know, you are the sorriest excuse for a parent I've ever seen.
What was her response?
Mind your own effing business. I said, yeah. Exactly. You just proved my point. Thank you.
Yeah.
I said, nice language.
Yeah. It's those are the people that make me want to force people to get a license to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. It isn't for those of us who can handle it. It's for the people who can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Thank you for the call, Julie.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. How do you even think to say that?
I'm just shaking my head in disbelief that somebody could say that.
I know. Got a text here that says, I was in the Walmart checkout lane behind this mother and daughter. Daughter was probably 14 years old. They were purchasing condoms, and the mother said to the daughter, here you go, honey. Have a good time tonight.
Oh, boy. Can we start petitioning for a parenting license?
Getting more and more in favor of it all the time.
Seriously.
Oh. Wow. I'm glad I don't know any of these people.
Seriously. Unbelievable.
Because I would have a hard time keeping my mouth shut.
I don't understand, like, how that is, people can parent like that.
I know.
First of all, and then say things like that to their children.
I know.
You know?
Worst thing you ever heard a parent say, 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.